Masechet Baba Metziah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. And this Mishnah will talk about workers who are hired to work with Neta Revai produce. Neta Revai produce is produce during its fourth year of growth. During the first 3 years, the produce is called Orla, and it's prohibited to have any benefit from it. During its fourth year, the fruit has to be taken to Yerushalayim and eaten over there. If it can't be transported to Yerushalayim, it is eventually redeemed onto money, and that money is taken to Jerusalem and used to buy food over there. So here we'll talk about Neter Revai, which is not eaten outside of Yerushalayim unless it's redeemed for money, and that's what the worker is working with. Hasocheret ha-po'alim la'asot b'Neter Revai shelo. If somebody's hiring workers to harvest his Neter Revai fruit, hare elu lo yochelu. The worker is not allowed to eat that fruit. While they're working with it, Neter Revai fruit is not allowed to be eaten outside of Yerushalayim, and the employer does not have to redeem the fruit in order to make it accessible and permissible for the worker to eat. If the workers accepted the job knowing that they're dealing with Neter Revai fruit, they understand that there's not going to be the perks of eating while they work. But the Mishnah continues, Imlo hodian, but if the employer didn't inform the workers that they were being hired to harvest Neter Revai fruit, which they weren't allowed to eat, Podeh u'ma'achilan, then the employer has to redeem the Neter Revai fruit, put the holiness of those fruits onto coins, and eventually transport those coins to Yerushalayim. And once he does that, he removes the holiness from the produce itself, and he allows the workers to eat from that produce. Since the workers accepted the job in this scenario, expecting that eating the produce would be a perk of their job, the employer her employer has to arrange that they have the ability to do so. So if he never informed them beforehand that they were dealing with Neter Revai, he has to redeem the produce and give them from this fruit to eat. We learned in the Mishnah Bet that a worker doesn't have the right to eat anymore from the produce once it's detached from the ground and fully processed. The Gemar Melacha happens. Once it's fully processed, the produce is obligated in Terumot u'Ma'asrot. And until Terumot u'Ma'asrot are given, no one's allowed to eat from the produce. When it comes to figs and wine, which we're going to talk about in this Mishnah, the Gemar Melacha for figs, they're fully processed once they're pressed into fig cakes. They were taken and they were smushed together in a press and they were turned into cakes. And wine was considered to be fully processed when it was filtered and then eventually poured into barrels. So we'll apply that to this Mishnah. The paretsu igulav. If somebody had fig cakes that were already made, and therefore they were fully processed and obligated into Terumot u'Ma'asrot, and then they became separated. So he hires workers to repress these cakes, these figs into cakes. Nitpatehu haviotav, or wine. Let's say the wine was already in barrels, and somehow the barrels of wine opened up, and he hires workers to reseal them. The workers are not allowed to eat from the fig cakes, not allowed to drink from the wine during the time when they work, because these specific figs and wine already were fully processed. The Gemar Melacha was already there, and the worker doesn't have the right to eat from food or drink that was already fully complete, fully processed. It happens to be here that they became undone, but the fact that they became undone, for example, the figs became unpressed and the wine barrel became open, that doesn't say now that they're they revert back to their other status. They were already complete, and therefore they remain complete and unedible to somebody until Terumot u'Ma'asrot are eaten, and therefore the worker in this scenario is not allowed to eat from them because Terumot u'Ma'asrot has to be given and his rights to eat are not there because the food is fully processed. But that's only if he hired them, informing them of the status of the food. Imlo hodian, but if the employer did not tell the workers when he was hiring them that they would be working with food that was already fully processed, me'aser u'ma'achilan, what he has to do is he has to separate Terumot u'Ma'asrot from the figs and from the wine and then give the workers to eat from them. Even though the workers are not usually entitled to eating processed food, they were hired, in their mind, with the assumption that they would be allowed to eat. They were being told that they were going to barrel wine up and that they were going to press figs. So the assumption is they were going to do that to stuff to food that was never processed. So therefore, in the interim, till it was processed, they wouldn't be allowed to eat from it. And they accepted the job with that expectation. Therefore, if he never informed them, he has to provide them with food. He has to remove terumot to ma'asrot, thus making the food edible to them, and then he has to give them to eat.